Blog Talk Radio.
They ordered pineapple. You gotta smell the butt to know if it's right.
Hear that noise? Make it white.
Precious cream always in the bag.
Because cream rules everything around.
All right, chefs, we gotta go get the beans.
Think they asked the big bro.
Yeah, what I mean?
Chef, they give me some pinto beans.
Actually, they want fava beans.
You're so good at this.
We get groceries. DoorDash.
This is Dr. Chinchilla Donesia, the commissioner of WBNN. The those of you that have been having trouble tuning into WBNN's programming due to phone service provider issues with Metro, T-Mobile, or Cricket, I have a solution for you. Go to the Google Play Store or the Apple Play Store, download the TextNow app onto your cell phone, choose a phone number, and then you will be able to tune into all of WBNN's programming. I am the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J. This is a product of WBNN. This is a casual chat, and I'm your host,
Ava Holly. We are on air now from Lagos, Nigeria, and you can call us at 516-453-9133. Make sure you press 1 to join the conversation and say hello, and we are brought to you from the boys by Ngozi Time Multimedia. Hello again, everyone. This is Ava Holly. For those of you that don't know me, let me just give you a little intro. So I'm an author, singer-songwriter, international blogger, and now international radio host, designer, and the founder of 4A Star Entertainment, where we host and plan your events. Well, honestly, guys, since the pandemic, we haven't been planning too many events, and many of you know the health issues I went through recently. So we are moving forward, and our very special guest tonight is even part of some of the advancement that we are doing with 4A Star. So we have cool things moving forward, and we have been working very hard to bring all this stuff to fruition. So I'm very happy to be here tonight. I'm very, very excited about our guest this evening, and we want to welcome you to the Casual Chat right here on Beverly Nation Network. So let me introduce our wonderful guest tonight. I only know him through social media, however, we spoke on the phone a few times, and this young man is a real mover and shaker, and he's going to tell you about some of the awesome things that he's got going on to make not only our individual selves, but our world a better place. So welcome, Jason Estes, to the Casual Chat. Jason is the CEO and founder of Void Space Technology, among other things that he does. So I'm going to let you say hello, Jason. Let me know you're here, and we can get right into things.
Hey, everybody. Yeah, I'm here.
It is so good to have you. And he's calling from out of the area, so it's so wonderful to have this platform. People can call in and listen in from all over the world. So we're going to talk initially about quantum energy, Jason, and I know that's a spot that in your heart that you love. Can you tell our listening audience just a little bit about what that is?
I think the easiest way to explain quantum fields and that other people would understand is that it's something that's always available and always around you all the time and has everything you'll ever need inside of it. Everything came from it and everything will return to it. So imagine that you had that, but you didn't know that you had that. And then imagine that you have it in a different language. So the language that you're used to understanding the world through and the language that it speaks through are different. And so instead of getting all that you're looking for, you're only getting part of it. And that's because you only understand part of it.
Interesting. So tell me how you've come to put the quantum energy field into the product that you have out there right now.
I think the hardest part to understand quantum physics is really understanding it from a translation perspective. So the moment that I started understanding everything through mistranslation, I started to look at it and go, oh, okay, cool. So if this is what it's trying to say and this is what I'm getting, then what is the misunderstanding that's in between the two? So that I can get to what it's actually trying to say. And the coolest part about this is this goes across communication, but it's communication on the quantum level. So my goal was always to formulate products and build technologies around that perspective. What is the mistranslation and what can I do to help that through working with different plant essences, to working with quantum field technologies, to even working with some scalar technologies to help amplify them and move them into a quantum field. I was able to build products and technologies that helped the world to communicate better with the quantum field.
And that helps you, and the quantum energy, as in relation to the bed that you have, which I want you to talk about a little bit, is a healing property as well, correct?
Yeah, exactly. The idea behind that is that when we have no mistranslations, we have all the resources and support we need waiting for us. And so if you go back to like the idea of you in the womb, versus you now, the only difference is, one, you had safety, and two, you had infinite resources. Well, infinite resources in the sense of whatever your parent could provide at the time. Quantum fields are actually stronger than that, and your parent actually translates it for you while you're in the womb. That's what the amniotic fluid does. So imagine creating a technology or being available to find a technology that could bring you back to that same space of being in the womb and get those resources and that support, what could you create? What could you build? How could you heal? And the answer is, it's infinite. You literally could do anything. And so that began this journey for me of really trying to figure out, okay, well, how do I accomplish that? How do I build something that does that? How do I build technologies that support that, from the shampoo and conditioner all the way to working with the bed and building that?
Well, I didn't know about the shampoo and conditioner, so you'll have to enlighten us about that a little bit. However, I am familiar with the bed, and it's unbelievable. And my first experience with the energy field around us was with Meridian Lines, which I got introduced to at a conference, and I thought that was the coolest thing. But one of the things they did at the conference, which I know you can kind of expand on this a little bit, was they had this whole audience make like a sad face, and everybody felt sad. And then they had the whole audience make like a happy face, and everybody felt happy. It was so interesting to see how what we do with the energy around us reflects the mood we're in. So how does that relate to like the bed? Can you tell us a little bit about the bed?
Yeah. So, well, first of all, I want to answer your question. What they were teaching was more what I would say is collective theory, the ability for you to influence the collective by having a group consciousness do a certain thing is collective theory. And this is also kind of what the bed brings in as well. And a lot of the technologies is my idea, like the huge campaign that's launching tomorrow, the entire premise and purpose of it is to bring the collective into an opportunity to look at the frozen parts of them, or the parts of them that are smaller than their actual age, right? The parts of them that are stuck outside of time. Because when we're traumatized or we experience any type of tragedy, we actually shrink and we freeze. And so we become a younger version of us outside of time. So that kind of answers how collective theory works, which is really cool. And then we move into what you're asking about, the bed.
Mm-hmm.
Working with a patented technology with bioantennas, we're able to create an opportunity for nature to retranslate for us our own misunderstandings so that we can see them clear, and in that process, let them go. And it's pretty radical what we've seen happen when you do that, because the moment that you create a standing field where somebody can just lay in it and experience it, but without any intention of anything else happening, just let them experience it, they feel like they're held in this quantum field, and they're able to let go of years of trauma and problems that they didn't know that they had, because it just bubbles up to the surface and they're able to breathe and just let it go. And then with the quantum tracks that we use as well, we have the ability to really focus on helping them to let those things go through the soothing sounds and the vibroacoustics.
So now that's a relaxation technique as well, correct?
It is, in a lot of ways, yeah. So Elijah Ray is the one that wrote the track. Some of you might know who that is. If you haven't, definitely go look up his stuff. He's an incredible person. And then me and him partnered together, so I brought him the teachings that I've worked on my whole life, and then he brought his life's work together, and then I helped ground it in the quantum field so that the bed would actually amplify using quantum tracks. And so what we've created is this amazing harmony of sound, heat, and technology coming together to create an absolutely powerful healing experience for anyone that wants to figure that out. And I think that it's more amazing than what we could have dreamed. And it just gets more amazing every time, because now we go back to the collective theory. The more people that work with this technology, the more the collective heals, the more opportunity for more to heal happens.
Interesting. I remember when my husband actually got a chance to lay on the bed, and he's not really into this. We're slowly bringing him around. He doesn't understand the energy around him, yet we're working on him. So he gets in the bed, right? And he's like, gets up and he goes, I don't know. I didn't feel anything. I mean, I was in there for 2 minutes and I don't know. I don't feel anything. I'm like, 2 minutes, hon. You are out in 30 seconds and you were on that bed for a half hour. And he didn't even know it. He was so relaxed, and so, you know, when he got up, he didn't even know he was there for that long.
I love
it. It was crazy. So tell people, like, if they wanted to go, like, look up this bed and what it looks like and what it does, and is there a place they can do that?
Yeah, currently voidspacetech.org is one of the best places to find it. The spas are going to be opening all over the world. We have our first one opening in Denton, middle of October, and then we have another one opening in LA, probably around March. And we're going to be opening these all over the world. Our goal is to open 500 in the next 10 years and make it accessible to people by partnering with local nonprofits to create an opportunity for people to work at the nonprofit and through charity to also be able to exchange to come and use the bed and other technologies at the quantum wellness spots.
Well, that's pretty cool because we're going to have to follow that so people can see where they can check out the bed and try it. And I know one place that they're going to be able to try it in the quantum bed and breakfast. So that's a story for another time. Yet I know that you'll be involved in that with us. And we are so excited about getting involved with all of that. So hold your thoughts. We're going to get into a track by our international DJ legend, Dr. Ngozi, a.k.a. our honeybee, Aladsky. Take it away.
Hot top shoes and shirt tails. Susie wasn't pigtails. I knew I loved her even then. You know my papa disapproved it. My mama moved it. I told him time and time again. Don't you know I was made to love her?
Hall of Fame four times, as Hooney would say. Dr. Ngozi on the Wheels of Steel with Michael McDonald right here on the Casual Chat and on WBNN. So we have a caller in queue, Jason. So let's see who's here. Caller one, who are you? Where are you calling from?
Hey, girlfriend. It's Jerry.
It's my Jerry, my sister from another mister.
How are you,
Jerry?
I'm good. So I have to know all about this bed.
Amazing. It's absolutely amazing.
So,
you have a question for Jason?
Well, I kind of do. All right. So okay. Ava knows me very well. I'm all into nutrition and health. I'm vegan, organic. My bed is even. My mattress is organic. All my cleaning supplies. Like, that's my life. But I had a serious injury. I had a serious injury a few years ago. I haven't slept right in years. Tell me about this mattress. Like, what does it give off?
So it's not actually a bed in that sense, right? I want to say that. It's a more of a therapeutic kind of thing. So we call it a wellness bed. But it's actually a titanium sheet. So it's not something that you want to sleep on. It's something that you do a treatment on.
Okay. I'm not sure. I'll talk to you offline. I go to all these different kind of spas and all, and I went on a couple of these different beds. I'm not sure if it's what you have, but we'll talk about that. Ava, you're going to give me all
the
info.
We're
going to
have one of the beds at the property too, Jer.
Okay. And you'll give me all of this info, okay?
Yes. Oh, absolutely. Of course. And Jerry is Jerry's a Hall of Famer radio host on this network also, Jason. And so she's a great person to know. And you guys would get along really well. So I'll have to hook you guys up offline. And so anything else you want to share with us, Jerry? When's your next show? I know your show was last week, right?
Well, I do want to share who my next guest is, absolutely. So, Jason, how old are you? Are you in your, like, 30s or 40s?
I'm 39 almost, October.
Okay, you won't remember this guy, but you can look him up. Young African-American kid with this giant afro and incredible smile, okay? Rodney Allen Rippey. He was in Cracker Jack's commercials, and he was in Gunsmoke and all these different shows back in the day. He's 55 now, and I have the honor of now knowing him, and I'm going to be interviewing him 4 weeks from this past Tuesday night, 9:30.
Awesome, Jerry. Well, thank you so much for calling in. And, I'm so excited about all that's happening with this quantum field and with what Jason's doing. So thanks for calling in. And, we love you.
Yep, and hook me up. Okay, bye, guys.
Yes. So, Jason, we're going to get into another track before we talk about I want to talk about quantum energy and inflammation. Maybe you can put a little spin on that. But first, let's get into another track by our international DJ legend, Dr. Ngozi, a.k.a. our honeybee, Oletsky.
I'm the one.
Welcome back to the Casual Chat. I'm Ava Holly, and we are speaking with Jason Estes tonight on the quantum energy field, the quantum bed, and all kinds of things that's going on, making the world and ourselves better. Thank you for being part of our WBNN Beverly Nation Network by the boys at Ngozi Time Multimedia. So, Jason, welcome back to the show. And I was thinking before we went on to the break about how inflammation is kind of the root cause of a lot of things that go on in our bodies. Does the quantum bed address that situation?
So it's still early days with the research on the quantum bed technology, right? So we're still working on it. We do have one white paper on inflammation currently, and we have found that it significantly did reduce and support that in that study. I can't say that the bed does overall, because we have to have a ton of studies to make any type of medical claims. And right now we're currently just saying that it's a wellness bed and that it can support and go out and explore it and learn and see what it does for you. Because what we've seen happen is incredible things. What we can say that it does, not so much yet.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you. What do you feel that it does best?
I think for me, like right now, I just had a major dental surgery. So I would normally not be able to be speaking right now, but working with the bed and the other technologies that I've developed, I'm way ahead of schedule for recovery. And I'm able to be on this call. Because, like, I literally just had surgery on Friday of last week, so.
Oh, wow, I didn't know that. I'm glad you're here and you're well, and I can certainly relate to surgery. I'm glad that's, you know, there for you and there for others. Did you want to speak at all about the affiliate with the bed?
So Void Space Technologies believes in affiliate marketing more than anything else. And in other words, we really like to support other people to have income opportunities through sharing from their own personal experiences. So if it is something that anybody wants to learn about or experience, the products at voidspacetech.org, feel free to go there and try some of the products. And if you love the products and you want to be an ambassador of that, we have a really amazing affiliate system. We have an even more amazing community to support that. We have calls. We have all kinds of things to support you in your own journey through that wellness. So,
and there's no fee for them to sign up, correct?
Say that again?
There's no fee for them to sign up, correct?
Oh, no, definitely. No fee whatsoever.
And tell us that again. It's voidspacetech.org. Did I get that right?
That is correct. Voidspacetech.org.
So you can check out all the different, there's different products there, right? You were talking earlier about shampoo and stuff. I didn't even know about that. I only know about the bed.
Shampoo and conditioner is life-changing. I mean, everybody that's used it has written us a testimony and told us how amazing it is, which just feels good, because to be able to come into a space where you're able to create what I call quantum clean in your hair, because your hair is little tiny antennas. And so your ability to commune with the quantum field, it has a lot to do with your hair. It's one of the reasons why hair has been revered for a long time on this planet, in ancient days even, right? Is because it really is what helps you to connect. And so to me personally, I think developing a shampoo and conditioner that I use myself that I have seen great results with for other people, and it works for all hair types, which is really interesting because it's quantumly cleaning and supporting. So we have people from all these different hair types telling us, hey, this is working for me. It's kind of crazy because people, it doesn't always work with. Usually you have to find a conditioner and a shampoo that's for your hair type. So we're really excited about that product. We're looking forward to getting out more into the world. We have a lot of great conversations coming up with that. The thing that I'm the most proud of right now happening, though, is the Frozen in Time campaign that we're about to be launching. That one is going to change so much for humanity. There's so many amazing people tuning in. 23 different speakers currently signed up to speak on their understanding of trauma and what they've overcome. And really, we're just doing this whole thing as free out into the world so that people can heal through that, because we went through something as humanity that most people don't really want to talk about, but it's really important that we do. That whole global pandemic thing that occurred really did affect us. And it led to a level of trauma on the planet that we've never seen before. And many people, they tell me, like, well, Jason, what about the bubonic plague? What about World War? What about all these other things? And I go, those were rough. I'm not saying that they weren't. But we didn't have social media. And because we have social media now, we're getting levels of shock that our brains are not designed to handle. And so we're imprinting levels of fear and anxiety into ourselves at levels that are outside of the normal range. And a lot of science has now finally come out around this. A lot of studies, a lot of people starting to realize that social media's influence on humanity has been stronger than anything that we've ever experienced prior. So I'm wanting to take that same level of influence and support it with education and help people to actually look at and overcome this. And so I have some of my favorite friends that I call them, and we're all going to be speaking on this topic. And all the content is 100% free. So anyone can join and be part of it. And that's something that I'm really passionate about, is accessibility.
Now that you have a launch happening tomorrow, is this what you're referring to?
Yep, Frozen in Time launches officially tomorrow. We have the Facebook group set up now so that people can communicate and take this on as an adventure together. Our Instagram campaign is going to start tomorrow as well, and it's going to be a multi-platform support system around working through trauma, different tools and techniques from different speakers. It's just going to be 108 days long, and it's going to help humanity freeze the frozen parts of themselves.
I didn't realize it was going that long. That's going to be really cool. I imagine that things will evolve each day, that you won't even, you know, unexpected things that happen when things like this take place. Where is the Facebook? What's the Facebook page that people can go to?
It's going to be at Jason Estes, E-S-T-E-S, 23. And then if you go there, you'll see my main page, and then you'll see a post there. But it's called Frozen in Time, and it's a group. So anyone that wants to join that can. We do have some rules about privacy and things like that, but other than that, it's very straightforward. You'll just hit the agreements, you'll join, and you won't be able to post in there, only comment. Only the speakers are going to be able to post, but we are going to be posting in there daily, and we're going to be sharing, and then underneath it, we're going to be commenting and playing back and forth, because it is a group adventure. So the idea is the speakers will be posting content, the people that want to be part of that content and the exploration of it, because it is about an adventure. And that's why we call them Clear Camp Adventures.
Now, will that run 24/7? Will there be content on there all the time?
Yeah. That will be open for the 180 days, and it is a limited-time event. So as soon as the event is over, close down the group, and hopefully people have made lasting friendships and had a lot of fun in it, on the adventure together.
That's amazing. I'm so looking forward to that, and I'll be able to share that around my social media too. What time does it all get started?
It should be – the group is officially open now. I think the first content drop is at midnight tonight, so in a few hours, and then we will start the speakers and things at random points. It really depends on a lot with the post op and the other stuff that I have, whether I'll be doing it or not right away. My goal is to do one tomorrow. But worst case scenario, the Clear Camp Adventure part of it with the Clear Commands, which is fifth dimensional healing technology, are going to be done daily. And we have that already ready, so it'll be posted in there at those times. So that will be the backbone of the campaign. And then we have speakers, and then we have content drops and all kinds of other stuff, fun games, exciting conversations, a lot of just really fun ways to play together. Because life is really about playing.
I want to talk a little bit more about that. So hold on to that thought, because we're going to get into another track. Yet I want to talk about you can tell us some of your speakers and stuff. So hang on to that for a minute, and let's get into a track next by international DJ legend Dr. Ngozi, a.k.a. our Honeybee Oleski. Thank you, Dr. Ngozi, for keeping it moving here on WBNN. I'm Ava Holly, and we are speaking with Jason Estes on the Casual Chat. And Jason, so we were talking about this launch tomorrow, and your Facebook page, Instagram's going to launch tomorrow too, you said, correct?
Yep. And it's the same one, Jason. That's the 23 for that one as well.
Oh, great. Thank you for sharing that. And are you able to reveal any of your speakers, like who you might have on or somebody that someone might gravitate to?
I mean, our list is pretty exceptional. Most of them are experts in the field, from like one of the doctors at the White House to some of the most famous influential people in doctor world on social media. I mean, it's pretty big, but no, we're not able to quite release those names yet. I can say that I'm very happy to have great friends, and they're all excited to be part of it.
I am so excited about this, because spreading the word, like you said, you know, it's like, you know, one tells the other and things start happening, and then, you know, it's going to get bigger and bigger and bigger. Can you talk about some of the other things that you're involved in? I know you run like multiple companies. Is there something else you want to share with us and talk about?
I mean, honestly, I have so many things always going on from every angle. The biggest thing is realizing that where we are in the world isn't as bad as what we think, what we're being shown and how we think the world is. We're looking at it from our past understanding of what we have. And the technology breakthroughs that are coming very, very soon publicly to the world are going to revolutionize the way that we look at the world, and our worldview is drastically going to change. And that's one of the reasons why this campaign is so important to me, is because it will help us to unstick those frozen parts of ourselves so that we can move forward into this next age of humanity. And this next age, I truly believe, is going to be a golden age. It's hard to see now because of what we're seeing on the screen, so to speak, right? But the reality is that behind the scenes, so many things have already been signed and agreed to, that the whole world as we know it is going to radically change. From the infrastructure to the way that we build buildings, all the way to the energy sources that we use in the future. And unfortunately, I can't reveal everything publicly yet, but the closed-door conversations I've been in are all extremely positive. And I don't feel that we're in that much of a hardship. We probably have about another year, and that's, again, one of those things about middle to end of next year. Things are going to move forward very differently. A lot of the contracts that I've personally signed are all kind of starting around May of next year, and major cleanup efforts. Working with some of the most cutting-edge technology and the smartest people in the world, many of the world's problems can be solved within less than 3 years.
Wow. I saw something on the news. I don't know if it was the news. It was some documentary story that I flipped into about quantum, just quantum in general, being the next big thing in our world. So I know there was a gentleman who had a book out, and I forget his name, but it was a quantum something else was attached to it, not energy, but something else. And they said it was so it's going to revolutionize. It's like the next thing, you know. So I'm happy to be a part of it and be involved in it. I'm so excited about what we're going to do, you know, with the bed and breakfast, with the quantum energy as well. And you were talking about cleaning up the world. So we got to give a shout out to our girl, our mermaid girl, who's cleaning up the world when she goes, you know, and swims and cleans up the garbage out of the ocean. She was actually a guest on our show, I guess maybe 10 months ago or so. And she was involved. She was doing something that week, and she took the time out to come on the show and talk to us. And I found out that every time she goes in the water, she cleans up about 20 pounds of garbage from,
I got to be there for that. That was a wild. When she broke the Guinness Book of World Records, she could have broken it so much more, but instead she chose to actually do what she came for. So she cleaned up trash. I was in the boat next to her, throwing Sourcey technology in the water to help clean up the water from my side. And then she would swim over to us and us the trash and then keep going against the record. And I was like, wow, you really could have beat this record way, way sooner and better. But she didn't care about that. She cared about bringing awareness to the ocean and living it. And I became so honored to know her and be friends with her in that moment.
She is amazing. I love her. I love her.
Yeah.
And we have an event set up with her for next season, fingers crossed, that she'll be doing an event in one of the big lakes up in New York. So we're excited about that. So I'm really glad that you're friendly with her, because she's a real force to be reckoned with in my life, you know, and I think she's just amazing, just amazing. And funny story to share with you. I like to go antiquing and stuff like that, and I came across just either yesterday or the day before this little metal metal thing you would hang in your doorway or hang on your wall. It's got like a metal loop where you can hang it off of something, and it says "All mermaids welcome," because she goes by the mermaid. And I had to get my hands on that, so I haven't sent her a picture of it yet, but we're going to do that. But it's so stinking cool. All right, Jason, we're getting into another track, so hang on to your thoughts, and we will be back in a moment. Please listen to Michael McDonald by international DJ legend Dr. Ngozi, a.k.a. our own Honeybee Oletsky.
give you all the love I want in return, my darling. Your happiness is all I crave.
Welcome back to the Casual Chat. I'm Ava Holly, and you are here on the WBNN platform with Jason Estes of Void Space Technology. Jason, I'll get back to your question as we were talking off during the break in a few minutes. However, I want to get into, while we're on the air, about entrepreneurs, because entrepreneurs are the backbone of our society, and you run multiple companies. So can you just give us a little insight of what your calling was to be able to do this and how you got started in all of this?
Yeah, I mean, I was tasked with building a new world, basically. Like, that was kind of what I was told when I was four, was like, you're going to basically build the kingdom of heaven on earth. And I was like, okay, that's not a big thing. That's how do I even, and as a four-year-old, like, how do you conceptualize that, right? Like, what does that even look like? And then as you progress forward, you start to figure out, okay, well, I'm going to build cities. I have to figure that out. In the case of I'm going to build cities, I have to figure out a new power system, because this system that we're using isn't going to work. And then you just keep going from there until you get to a point where you're sitting with 40 companies and you're like, oh, wow, I guess that's what happens when you live for 39 years on the planet. And it's kind of a journey to really realize what an entrepreneur really is. And to me, I think that everybody calls themselves one these days, but real entrepreneurs, they give their wholeness to whatever it is that they believe in, that they're going to be pushing forward. And
right.
for me, that literally putting everything I owned constantly into the next thing and helping it to improve to the point where I had literally no money one time. And I had all these companies with all these mouths to feed, right? Because companies aren't cheap. Running companies at one point,
right.
I was for $800,000 a month burn rate between all the 40 companies. And I was sitting in with a bank account of $20,000. Like, okay, this is going to be interesting. Because I put so much money into all of the other things because I just kept doing the next thing that I felt called to do and going all in on that. And now, you know, it's off now. We finally have all the things that we wanted to have done. And so they're actually starting to do things in the world. And by doing things, they started to generate and build their own support so that they're stable. But I feel like being an entrepreneur is really just giving your all into something and having faith in that space too. And that's something that very few people do these days. There's a lot of people that tell me, like, hey, I'm an entrepreneur. I'm like, okay, cool. Here's what I need you to do. And then you like, come check on them and nothing's happened. And you're like, oh, I thought you were a self-starter entrepreneur. They're like, oh, no, I'm just an entrepreneur. I don't know how to do anything, though. And it's like, okay, that's not what an entrepreneur is. And so I find that happens a lot these days, especially with the social media generation. Is like, I was born in 1984. And since I was born in 1984, I was raised without the internet. And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with the internet, but I feel like it's changed a lot of things. Back in the day, you used to have credentials to speak on a platform to millions of people. Now you just have to show yourself naked. It's changed a lot of the dynamic. And that's one of those things where words get dangerous because we see all these people that are using these words like entrepreneur or quantum is another fun one nowadays. Everybody's using the word quantum. I've been teaching about quantum realities and timelines and things like that since, you know, I was 13. So it wasn't a buzzword. It wasn't a big deal. Timelines weren't even a thing that people understood. And now with the mandala effects and all the other cool stuff happening, people are starting to be like, oh, well, this is actually a thing. And now movies are making a popular culture, everything. But originally, we didn't have that. And I think that that's an important distinction because people that want to be entrepreneurs, truly be entrepreneurs, those are the backbone of society, 100%, because that's what moves us.
But well, Jason, I know you got it. I know you got to get going and start getting your launch prepared and everything. But, so,
I got to talk to Jason real quick. Jason, I love what you just said. You know, I come from a world, you know, being born in 1970. Come from a world you have to have credentials. You know, going through, you know, the academia that I went through, you know, garnering my bachelor's degree. Garnering my master's degree, you know what I mean, because of what I do in communication and journalism, you know, I come from that disciplined backbone to where, you know, especially as a owner and proprietor, when I go in to make moves, you know, we're sponsored this week by DoorDash. There's no way in the world I can make the moves I can move and shake unless I have that letter. Well, who is Oladele Ngozi? You know, who is Dr. Ngozi? Well, here, this is my credentials. So when they see those things, like, wow, okay. You know, he took the time to discipline himself to academia, to be able to speak to you with power. And I do believe a lot of times with social media, you know, like you said, people are being millionaires on junk. I look at someone like, not my man 2 Chainz, and I love 2 Chainz, and he's a personal friend of mine, right? But, you know, 2 Chainz was a person who, by doing raps on Vine and Instagram, And same thing with Cardi B. These people, you know, same thing with Sexy Red and Megan Thee Stallion. All these guys were famous, you know, before they became mainstream because of social media. Now, we really got to use that social media platform to bring back discipline. And I always will say, discipline is never the enemy of enthusiasm. Now back to Ava Holly and Jason Estes.
So Jason, let me. That's our wonderful producer, our brand new doctor, Dr. Ngozi. And Jason, before you run, you know, give us some final thoughts. Do you want to say something about the launch? Do you want to talk about the bed? Just give us a quick final thought, and then we will get to, you know, Ngozi time, which is our sponsorship before you head out.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, one thing I'd like to say about what he said that's so important is that we live in a world where social media took us by storm. And now that it's over, the storm of it, and people are starting to ask real questions and starting to look and starting to see the consequence of their action, people are starting to ask and be more responsible. And I think that that's the important part that is the turning point. Because I don't think that social media is a negative thing. I think that when we give a voice to people that haven't earned that voice, it becomes extremely dangerous. Because, like, right. For me, every time I get a new follower, I look at that as a person that is literally in the room with me teaching them something. Mm-hmm. And so what that means, first started out, I used to teach to a room of zero people. Literally, zero people would show up to my events because no one knew who I was. But I was told that I needed to do that event at this time. And so I would teach the event to the empty room. And that's actually how I got my start. The guy that owned the building walked by and he saw that I never gave up. Nobody would show up. And so he eventually promoted it to the entire church's following. He did an email blast for me for free because he's like, whoever this guy is. And then he came to the next class and sat in it. And he was so blown away by what I had to say that he then started to promote me for free. If I had not had dedication to show up and do what I knew was right and go all in, even though I wasn't getting the results, I would never have built the quantum field necessary to sustain the huge following that I have now. And so I always go back to that humble beginning and I go, okay, I have another follower. That means one more person is now in that room that I'm teaching as a classroom. And I never waste posts on my Facebook or my social media because I believe so important that people's attention go to things that are going to improve them. And that's why I don't put on my social media. That's why I don't waste posts, because other people's attention matters to me. And I believe that there's a reason that I do that. And it has to do with the fact that I went into a world that didn't have social media. I used to teach in a way that didn't have all that. Email was just starting to be a thing.
Right. Yeah, I hear you. Brother O, Dr. Ngozi, and myself were born, before you and in a time when that wasn't around. So I can certainly get it and how we have to, give that power in a respectful manner and, like he said, come back to discipline in what we do on social media. So hang in there with just a few more minutes with us while we get to Ngozi time. And let me introduce our Dr. Ngozi, your mother and father's favorite producer.
the great, great, great Michael McDonald and his rendition of Motown. I always loved this man since the Doobie Brothers. And what more can I say tonight with his outstanding talent, multi-Grammy songwriter and vocalist. Now, of course, you know, we've been historic here at WBNN, and I'm telling you, we've been doing our thing. This is our sixth straight championship for our historic network involving Ava Holly. Congratulations to her and her ministry at Casual Chat on her 12th WBNN all-time connection record with the historic Darlene Lawrence Championship honoring our late, great Hall of Famer. Congratulations to the one and only Ava Holly. Now, of course, tomorrow night, we come right back here with our tireless work in our ministry of 23 outstanding international alternative radio broadcasters. And, of course, her name is E. Davis. Get right back on Biz, which is strictly business. Tomorrow night, 9:30 Eastern, daylight time on the one and only Beverly Nation. And of course, WBNN has advertising through Go-To Time Multimedia, Pinterest, Instagram, Google, X, formerly known as Twitter. Ola Dele Malay, where it goes to Facebook. Any comments, suggestions, or wonderful program tonight? Ola Dele, dying goes to my gmail.com. I am your mother and father's favorite producer, Dr. Ola Dele Malay, where it goes to saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Force Radio that support us on a constant basis. And now back to Bevy Nation Class of 2021, Ava Holly.
Hello, hello. Thank you, Dr. Brother O. Oh, that's so great to be honored with a connection record. So thank you for that. And Jason, thank you so much for being a big part of our show tonight. And we love you and we will help support you. And I'm so excited about the launch. I can't wait to check out what's going on Facebook and Instagram. And again, if you want to check out the bed and all the products that go along with the quantum field, you can go to voidspacetech.org. So, Jason, thank you again. We will see you guys in 4 weeks, and I hope everyone has a wonderful week and weekend coming up. Thank you to our WBNN family, and we look forward to seeing you again. I'm Ava Holly. Good night.
She had a chance to make it big, maybe once or twice.